actions also feel like a cultural tipping point towards once again prioritizing speech.
That'll mean restoring political content and getting rid of restrictions on subjects like immigration and gender. The National Weather Service is warning of a life-threatening and destructive windstorm in Southern California that could last for several days. This woman in Simi Valley says she's prepared.
We're ready to go. Yeah, we have everything set tonight, and we're going to just monitor the news and look out the window and see how bad it is.
The winds could spark winter wildfires and power outages. Sad find at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. CBS News Miami's Morgan Reiner has the details.
JetBlue confirmed for us that during one of their routine post-flight inspections, they did find two people in the landing gear compartment of one of their flights. Unfortunately, both of those people were dead. At this hour, we do not know their identities. We don't know how they got through security and into the landing gear to begin with.
The flight left from New York's JFK. Lives shattered in Tibet, where a 7.1 earthquake has killed at least 126 people. This man survived.
The tremors were violent. I was terrified. My house is an old one, so immediately all of us ran out. There was chaos out on the streets.
Many people are trapped in heavily damaged villages. Rescue workers have been climbing mounds of broken bricks and using ladders to try to reach them. The World Health Community is reacting after the first human death from bird flu in the U.S. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
The Louisiana patient was over 65 and had underlying medical conditions and was hospitalized with the virus last month after exposure to backyard chickens and wild birds. World Health Organization spokeswoman Margaret Harris.
Our risk assessment to the general population is still low, and it remains that, and we certainly are receiving information on a regular basis.
Word this morning, journalist Meredith Vieira's husband, Richard Cohen, has died at the age of 76. He was also a journalist and lived with multiple sclerosis for more than 50 years. He survived two cancer diagnoses as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine City Council will consider a $2 million proposal to convert the former St. Nicholas Church into affordable housing. The plan being talked about tonight involves tearing down the church and building four new homes for low-income residents. Kenosha Unified is hosting town hall meetings to talk about a proposed tax increase. The $23 million operational referendum for February is the topic at a meeting Thursday at Bradford High School. A vigil was held Sunday for Joseph Lee, who died after an attack in the Racine County Jail New Year's Eve. Inmate Devontae Caraway is likely to face homicide charges. He was in lockup already for charges including attempted homicide. Snow totals from yesterday varied, with Racine and Kenosha getting about 5 inches. More snow may return this weekend. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A Foxconn affiliate has purchased 20 acres of undeveloped land near the Foxconn complex in Mount Pleasant. It's not known yet what the property will be used for. And Aurora Healthcare has reintroduced mask requirements. It's for visitors at all of their Wisconsin facilities. Hospital officials say it's due to increased respiratory illness. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers win on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a Big Ten conference win at Rutgers, 75-63. John Blackwell leading with 21 points. Head coach Greg Gard after the game.
We know we're always in for a battle when we come here. Life on the road in the Big Ten is very difficult. So when you can get road wins and lead wire to wire like we did, a really good team win, and obviously a lot of contributions from across the board.
NBA, the Bucks snapped a two-game losing streak with a 128-104 decision over the Raptors in Toronto. Chris Middleton sitting out with ankle tendonitis. NFL, Matt LaFleur says that Packers wide receiver Christian Watson suffered a torn ACL in Sunday's loss to the Bears. Watson will spend the next year recovering.
I know he'll attack it the right way. He'll handle the adversity. It'll just be a bump in the road for him, and I think he'll come back better. That's just how he is built. That's how he's wired. There'll be good. It's just going to be down the road.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For today, a partly sunny sky and a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the low teens, and mostly cloudy for tomorrow. Highs in the low 20s. A little more in the way of sunshine and warming up to the upper 20s on Thursday. Currently, we're at 15.
Hits WRJN. For trivia buffs, you may want to know that that was the first Beatle hit to go over 3 minutes. Ticket to Ride.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even Smokey agrees. WRJN.
Now, if there's a smile on my face, it's only there trying to fool the public. But when it comes down to fooling you, now, honey, that's quite a different subject. Really, I'm sad, 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 sad,
Radio Park to Main Street Bridge. Local news and timeless hits.
Membership card to get inside.
electrical band, Canadian band. I once asked a guest who are also Canadian. I literally asked Jim Cale, the bass player for the Guess Who, face-to-face after a couple of beers. I mean, this is a true story. I didn't know at the time because I had heard Canadians called Canucks. And I didn't know if that was used in polite society or if it was a put-down. I didn't know. And he had the best answer in the world, and I'll never forget it. So I literally asked him, is calling you a Canuck, is that wrong for me to do? And he said, no, it's like calling you a Yankee. Perfect. Okay, I get it now. Jim Cale of the Guess Who. He's a character. I'm Dan Marcus. Coming up at noontime, Paul Harvey with the rest of the story here on WRJN.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Hi, Jenny from Big Deals. I bet you're like me. You worked so hard to make sure everyone got just what they wanted over the holidays that a little something for yourself would be really nice. Well, here you go. Announcing Treat Yourself Tuesday. Today and today only, save an extra 15% off any gift certificates in our store. No promo code necessary. Why? Because you're worth it. Hurry in and get yours today.
Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals banner for amazing savings right now.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy with today's Work Money Minute and a little bit of tough love about investing in collectibles. I'm going to say this as nicely as I can. Collectibles are just not good investments. Comic books, Beanie Babies, World War II memorabilia, American Girl doll stuff. They just don't math out as investments. Now, collecting as a hobby that brings you joy is perfectly fine if you can afford it. Just don't confuse the fun of the hunt with the potential for profits. And importantly, they are illiquid, meaning you can't turn it into cash in a pinch like you can with a real security like a stock. Now, I'm not saying you gotta stop collecting whatever you enjoy. Just make sure you're paying down your high interest debt like credit cards and saving for retirement. For more tips on saving more and spending less, search up Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
On Broadway.
Rogers song on Broadway on WRJN, the station with local news and timeless hits. In the grassroots, no girl with temptation eyes. Every guy has known at least one. WRJN.
She's got something that moves my soul, and she knows I'd love to love her, but she lets me down every time. Can't make her mine. She's no one's lover tonight. With me, she'll be so inviting. I want her all for myself. Oh, temptation eyes looking through my soul. Temptation eyes, you've got to love me. You've got to love me tonight. Got to love me, baby, yeah. Oh, well, that innocence is just a game, but just the same.
News Timeless Hits, WRJN. It's so easy to get lost in this music, and maybe you're hearing it for the first time, but maybe it's being nostalgic for you. Either way, let's change the subject a little bit and find out what's going on right now in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. It's Stuart J. Waddles.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you check the Racine City Council agenda for tonight, you'll see some scheduled church chat. The council will convene to consider a $2 million proposal aimed at converting the former St. Nicholas Episcopal Church property into affordable housing. The plan involves tearing down the church and putting in four new homes for qualified low-income residents. The city council meeting, the first of the year, starts at 6 tonight. There's a town hall in Kenosha this week to talk about raising taxes. The Kenosha Unified School District is hosting a series of town hall meetings to discuss a proposed operational referendum aimed at addressing financial challenges. The first meeting is scheduled for Thursday at Bradford High School. Officials will try to explain how the $23 million revenue limit increase could help close a projected deficit. If approved in February, the referendum would result in a property tax increase of about $250 for the owner of a $200,000 home. And Racine and Kenosha topped out at around 5 inches. Snow totals from yesterday vary depending on the area, some more, some a lot less. Areas further west didn't see any at all. Snow may return this weekend. We'll get a look at the forecast coming up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A mix of sun, clouds, and chilly temperatures today with highs reaching the mid-20s. Partly cloudy skies overnight, lows will crash to near 10, and for tomorrow, back to the low 20s. Start to get a little boost Thursday and into the weekend with chances of snow on Friday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 17.
Next stop that we make will be love.
greatest hits. WRJN with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget about 1:45-ish today.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad. But don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Thank you.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, with back-to-back singer-songwriters Stevie Wonder and Neil Diamond. This was his first hit as a performer, Cherry Cherry, 1966 stuff on WRJN.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Cherry.
Music used to make me smile, and I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss America. American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing this'll be the day that I die, this'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I die. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast, and landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast. Played a marching tune. We all got up to dance. Oh, but we never got the chance. As the players tried to take the field, the marching band refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed today? The music died. We started singing bye bye, Miss America. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. With the NFL on your radio, specifically the Packers playing the Eagles Sunday. 3:30 game time, Wayne Larrabee and Larry McCarron will be on your radio on WRJN, calling the pregame and the game for you as well. Sponsored by the Lanes on 20, the perfect place to bowl, dine, and unwind. Hardy and Jensen, your window and door store. Corner House on the Lake, where you can always buy gift cards. And on Main Street, buy Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care. It's the Packers and the Eagles, Sunday, 3:30, and as always, you know what I say.
On WRJN.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Perfect your swing on one of seven state-of-the-art simulators, then stay warm and celebrate with tasty food and drinks. Be sure to follow X-Golf Kenosha on Facebook and Instagram for the latest updates, promotions, and exclusive discounts. X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf, where golf season never ends.
When you cheer on and celebrate the green and gold, be sure to have O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle on hand. O&H's famous kringle pastry has a delicious filling of cheesehead cream cheese and dark chocolate tundra chunks. It's perfect for your game time gathering and is absolutely delicious. It disappears fast, so you may want to pick up an extra. Show and share your team spirit with O&H Danish Bakery's frozen tundra kringle. O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
Sweet memories.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and poor Mick Jagger. He was born in a crossfire hurricane. Here's the story on WRJN.
Watch it!
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Big move on social media just ahead of Donald Trump's return to the White House. CBS's Cammie McCormick says it's out today from the parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and Threads.
Meta founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg said in a post that there will be a change in how content is monitored.
We're going to get rid of fact checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the U.S.
He said that will empower users to decide when a post is intentionally misleading or needs more context, and that allows for a broader range of perspectives. Meta says it will continue to focus on things like terrorism, child exploitation, fraud, or scams, but will take a more personalized approach to things like political content so that people who want to see more of it on their feeds can.
There's an investigation at the airport in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, after the discovery of two bodies inside a JetBlue plane's landing gear compartment.
That airplane started its day in Kingston, Jamaica, flew to New York, then Salt Lake City, then back to New York before it ultimately ended up in Miami. And at each of those points, at the